Charlie Parker was an original. His improvisations and harmonies still beguile and inspire almost 60 years after he died at the age of 34. His influence over jazz has lasted for generations and still affect musicians today. Musicians still pay tribute to Bird on street corners and clubs and on recordings. It's tricky to pay your respects without sounding like some kind of imitation. Saxophonist Joe Lovano took a different path to try to break down and build up something new from the art of an icon. Joe Lovano's new album is called Bird Songs, and in it, he reimagines Charlie Parker's music as supported by his own working quintet, Us Five, which includes two drummers, a bass player, and a pianist. Joe Lovano joins us from Boston. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
And tell us about your family. It's very musical.
Well, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and my dad, Tony Big T Lovano, played tenor saxophone, and he grew up in a real musical family and learned from his brothers, who also played saxophones, and my Uncle Carl played trumpet. And my dad grew up in the swing and bebop eras, you know, and heard Charlie Parker play live, spoke about it all the time, and had a lot of his recordings. So I grew up as a kid studying the music and hearing the music and falling in love with the whole idea of creating music. And Charlie Parker's influence for me was from the beginning.
Let's, a little object lesson now. Why don't we listen to first Charlie Parker's famous rendition of Moose the Mooch?
Okay.
Yours. So obviously you slowed it down a bit. What else did you do?
Well, I took little motifs that happened in the melody itself and put them in the rhythm section parts, mm-hmm. So I could phrase the theme how I felt it and had the rhythm section playing counterparts within what I was playing. I grew up listening not only to Charlie Parker and inspired by him, but his disciples. And I'm speaking of Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, John Coltrane, Ornette Coleman, Max Roach. The music that they played and developed with Bird, but also after Bird passed, how they became themselves within the inspiration of Charlie Parker. So a tune like this was really inspired by, of course, the blues. You feel the blues in it, but you also feel the influence of the John Coltrane Quartet, for example, on this particular piece.
And what can you tell us about Birdyard?
Birdyard is an original tune of mine that is inspired by Yardbird Suite. And I took the first four bars of Yardbird Suite. Bee boo 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 ba boo doo dee dee da boo doo doo bee dee da 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 doo doo dee dee da boo doo doo bee dee da, and we play this just that much. The way it's structured is like three bars of 4/4 and a bar of 5/4, and I put it through five different keys, and we play over that form. The rhythm section really just plays that melody and rhythm. I improvise within that on an instrument. It's called the allochrome. It's a double soprano saxophone that you can actually harmonize on. It's the first woodwind instrument made to be played in this fashion. And it has a whole energy and a whole spark and sound of its own. So I took parts of Yardbird Suite and turned it into this kind of whirling dervish of a piece.
What's that instrument called again?
It's called an allochrome, and it was created by Francois Louis in Brussels. Now, the allos is an instrument from the Middle East, and it's a double flute that you can play a drone on one side and finger some melodies on the other. So Francois took this concept and designed and put together two soprano saxophones.
Lovano, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's amazing to live in the world of music. It's just a blessing.
Joe Lovano, the great saxophonist and composer. His latest album with his Us Five Quintet is Bird Songs. You can hear a recent concert at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.